Yeah, okay. Yeah, no problem there. Yeah, some manuals are easier to understand than others. And if you got a radio that has a lot of, I'll call it sub-menus, then it gets to be challenging. I got a Yaesu 991A, and there is a learning curve to a little bit of that. I had also a 706 Mark II G ICOM. I don't have that one anymore. But I like that radio too, and I like the idea that it has a detachable faceplate. You can put the radio elsewhere, not underneath the dash or on top of the dash. Most cars now don't have any room under the dash. Even where the old ashtrays used to be and stuff, used to mount them down in that area between the seats there. But now that's really not possible anymore. So I'm all for the detachable faceplates and run a cable to the master radio controller there, I'll call it. And then the head just simply is the front end of your radio. And so I liked that. I wish the 991A had that capability, but it does not, unfortunately. But I wanted to have to go HF mobile, either with ham sticks or my Harvest antenna, which I haven't really done yet, but I've been using it as an internal antenna here in the shack, and so that's it didn't make it to the vehicle. And I've been doing FT8 with it. Let's see, if I just take a glance here at the grid tracker, I got about 732 QSOs across all the bands, not labeling individually, and then and confirmed are 493. So there's a couple hundred there that could use a confirmation. And most of them are all logbook in the world type contacts too. So, but anyways, don't want to get too long-winded here. And W8FU is out there still, I believe. So I'm going to pass it over to him and see if he might have any questions for you. I didn't catch either guys of your names. So I'll turn it over to W8FU. And again, this is Thomas, KB0DCO.